Hi, and you are very welcome back to another episode of the Jessica Cook podcast. I'm super excited to be here with you, and I hope wherever you are feeling good and you are happy and you're having a good day. I want to chat to you today in episode 195 about the 8 barriers that may be getting in the way of you getting fit and healthy. And these are 8 barriers that used to get in the way for me. And they are 8 barriers that I see in my observations over the past 16 years of coaching women. And I want to share them with you in case you've hit a couple of stumbling blocks and you're feeling really frustrated and annoyed and you're not getting anywhere and you're going around in circles. I think for me, when I am working towards achieving a goal, the biggest, most annoying thing is when you're at that point where you are so close to quitting, because it feels like every single thing is going wrong. And that's always when my negative inner voice starts to get really loud. Literally, it will just tell me all day long, you can't do this. What are you at? Give up. You're an absolute failure. And it makes it 10 times harder. It's like I'm trying to achieve this goal. I'm hit with all these stumbling blocks. I have to have huge self-belief in myself, and I have to quieten my negative inner voice to get through to the other side to go, ah, sure, it wasn't that hard, was it? And it's difficult when you're working towards achieving a goal. It's really, really tough. It's really tough because it's not plain sailing. I mean, if the goal is worth achieving, it's never plain sailing. Like if it's really, really easy, is it even a goal? So it makes sense that when we have a big goal, that there's going to be massive stumbling blocks along the way. And big goals really do stretch us. Like they really do test us and stretch us. And if you're anything like me, when you are working towards a big goal, your inner critic, it gets really loud. It gets really loud and it wants to tell you to stop. And I'm here to tell you today, if you have a big goal that you really believe in, and you're hitting lots of stumbling blocks, the only thing you have to do is to not quit. You will figure it out. And if there was a way that I could persuade you and persuade myself at the same time to enjoy the journey, wouldn't it be even better? I am an absolute devil for not enjoying the journey when I am working towards a goal. And it's something that I have to work on myself the whole time. How I say to Joe all the time, I have to have fun. I have to enjoy the process. Because with every single goal that I've achieved, I've looked back and wished I had enjoyed the process a little bit more. And I know for a fact that that's exactly what's going to happen to us when we're all in our deathbeds, when we're all hopefully getting into our 90s and beyond. And we look back and we say, why didn't I enjoy the process a little bit more? Why did I worry and stress out about it so much? I'm feeling that now. I remember when I owned a gym on the Tuam Road, the women's only gym, Inspire Fitness. I'm now all online now. And it was a stressful task to keep that gym up and running. I mean, the rent was huge. The rates were huge. There was a lot of external forces and stress coming our way. Like a snooker hall had moved next door. There was a lot of stress that came with that. There was loads of traffic. There was always arguments about the parking with our neighbours all around the Lisbon Industrial Estate. I'm sure if you live in Galway, you've heard about the famous lack of parking around there. And it was a very stressful environment to work in. But yet, I still look back and wish I hadn't been so stressed and enjoyed it more. So I want that for you too. If you're working on becoming fit and healthy, we need to get you to a point where you're enjoying the journey, because you're committed to the outcome and you're embracing the setbacks as they come along the way. So anyway, let's get stuck in. 8 barriers that may be getting in your way. I know if you know me now, you know that what the first one is going to be, and that's the weighing scales. The weighing scales is one of the biggest barriers that I have seen that get in the way of women in particular achieving their fitness and health goals. And I believe it's because we've been so programmed from a very young age, or we've watched our mothers, we've watched society, we've read the magazines, we've just seen women getting on the scales and being really, really obsessed about their weight. And I see it get in the way of women the whole time. and myself included, for many, many years, all of the barriers that I'm sharing with you today, I have absolutely done myself. And I believe the weighing scales keeps you so focused on the wrong measuring tool, and it's such an inaccurate way to measure your progress. And yet so many women do it anyway. And when you jump on the weighing scales, you are just weighing yourself as a whole entity. And the weighing scales can't tell the difference between muscle and fat. So you could be being an absolute legend. You could be showing up to your workouts and eating healthy and building that lovely lean muscle and increasing your bone density. And you could be burning off fat and gaining lean muscle. And because the weighing scales can't tell the difference between muscle and fat, it may, for so many of you who don't have that much weight to lose, like you might be talking about a dress size or half a dress size, that you're not going to see very much progress on the scales. However, you'll see a huge difference in your clothes. So I want you to really listen to that. If you're jumping up on the weighing scales anytime, once a week, every day, once a month, if you're using the weighing scales as your measuring tool, I want to question that and ask you, how can you tell based on the weighing scales if you're being fit and healthy by a number? And I instead encourage you to think of two other things instead. And the first thing is, are you healthy? Like, am I being healthy? Am I exercising? Am I eating healthy? Am I connecting with people? Am I actively working every day to reduce my stress and anxiety? And am I hydrating myself? Am I having fun and laughter? And my second question is, do you feel good in your clothes? You know those clothes that don't lie. You know that pair of jeans that you have at home that you know the second you've gained a bit of weight, those jeans, do they feel good? And if they don't feel good, you know that you've got a little bit of tweaking to do. Maybe that you need to move your body a bit more. Maybe that you need to focus on your nutrition a little bit more. Maybe that you need to focus on reducing stress, reducing anxiety. And it's a really lovely way of you knowing where you're at with your weight, with how you feel in your body, without jumping on the weighing scales. I really recommend it. Like, pick a pair of jeans. For me, it's always the Marks and Spencer's trousers. They seem to be really consistent with their sizing. So whatever size you are, whether that's a 16, 14, 12, lower, higher, and you say, you know what, I feel at my absolute best when I can fit into my size 14 jeans. And I know it's a 14 jeans Marks and Spencer's. And when I fit into them, I am good. I don't need to tweak my food. I don't need to move more. All is good in that department. And that's it. That's the way I would keep a knowledge, a handle on your weight. Asking yourself, instead of jumping on the weighing scales, are you healthy? Do you feel good in your clothes? The second barrier that I see getting in the way of you getting fit and healthy is stress. Stress for us women, for women over 40 that are juggling so many balls in the air, whether or not you have kids or no kids. For a lot of women I know, it's work. It's the pressures and demands of work. And then, yes, of course, all the other things that come on top of that. Women with no kids working really, really hard, all the pressures and demands that are coming at you from external forces like elderly parents, relatives not well, all the external pressures and strains of life, women with children and all that brings, the taxi servicing, the stress that comes with that, the busyness, the full-time work. There are so many different stresses coming at all of us from all walks of life with all different types of stressors. And the one commonality that binds us all together is that for many of us, we are stressed out. And when we get stressed out, it's really hard to see things clearly. And it's really hard to take action on the things that we take action on. And when we get stressed out, we get into this fight, flight or freeze mode. Now, for me, I kind of move between all three. Like, definitely freezing for me, I move into this really I can't do anything mode when I get stressed out, which is so pointless. And also flight, I get this urge to want to run away. Like, just it's just kind of this overwhelming urge to want to run away. Like, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. And it really doesn't get me anywhere. And I have in the past been really stressed out. It's something that I've had to really, really, really work on. It got so bad that it started leading me to panic attacks. Stress used to take over my life. Back when I owned the gym, I was so stressed out and anxious all of the time, and it affected everything I did. I ate too much. I drank too much alcohol. I looked really unhealthy, puffy, bloated, overweight. I really struggled to have fun because I was just overwhelmed with stress to the point where I was like, please, somebody take this away from me. Do something about it. I don't know what to do. I found it so hard to compartmentalize my problems and still have fun in my life. When I had a problem, my life was the problem. Now, what I have to continue to work on the whole time is realizing that when I have a problem, it's just a problem. That's one part of my life. And I have all this other stuff that I want to really enjoy and have fun, because I don't want to look back and regret wasting time being stressed out. But stress is something that we have to actively work on. We can't just decide to not be stressed. Things that work for me are doing my Thrive Minds, something that we do in my Thrive coaching program, a 10-minute practice a few times a week, which really grounds us and keeps us centered and helps us stay connected to ourselves, which is really, really important. The relationship you have with yourself is the most important relationship you'll ever have. And stress, I have found out, and I know this might sound really basic, isn't something that you just go to an event or go and listen to somebody once and go, right, that's it. I'm just not going to let stress ruin my life anymore. You have to actively work on it. So when I'm not doing my Thrive Minds, I am at the moment really also focused on the mornings I'm not doing them, on starting the day off well. And I've come to realize that when I don't start the day off well, when I just get out of bed and go straight into action mode, that the day is a little bit more overwhelming than when it's not, than when I don't do that. So now I tend to get up and either do my 10-minute practice, or when I'm not doing those, I go straight out of the house and I walk the dogs and I be mindful in nature, and it really helps. But stress with myself and with the observations I've had over 16 years coaching very successful women that are successful in their lives, that are working very hard, that are very driven, but stressed out because of the demands that they're on. It's a really big barrier to eating healthy, to going and showing up to your workout. And it's something that if you're listening to this now and you're thinking, yeah, Jessica, I am really stressed out and it is actually getting in the way of my health, like, I really encourage you to look at that. We get so tempted when we're working towards getting fit and healthy at just looking at, oh, why am I not showing up to my workouts? Oh my God, I'm so lazy. Oh, why can I not just eat healthy? And it's so much deeper than that for so many of us. For a lot of us, it starts with this stress, this overwhelm that we need to tackle, that stops us from taking action and stops us from doing things that make us feel good. The third barrier that I see many women, in front of many women, and I've done this in the past too, is being too focused on the finer details of their fitness and their nutrition, and in particular their nutrition. Getting really obsessive about the type of fruit that you can or can't eat, or thinking like foods are good or bad, or worrying about, you know, brown rice or white rice or rye bread or spelt bread, or when the best time in the day is to eat, or when the best time of the day is to eat bread, or like just the real detail of the food, I have noticed can really hold many of us back from actually getting fit and healthy. And I'll give you an example. Like I've just been describing myself up until a few years ago. God, even when I was owning a gym and I was a fitness coach, you can see all you have to do is look back a few years, although I have gotten rid of most of them, of workouts I would put up. I was like 2 stone heavier than I am now. And that's when I was really detailed with the food. I found for me, I had been very triggered into disordered eating from all the counting of calories and using tracker apps for my food. And back when I used to think my weight problem was a food problem, I used to just become more obsessed about food. And I used to think that I would get fit and healthy if only I knew all the foods to eat that had the lowest amount of sugars in them. And if I figured out when was the best time to eat my carbs and when was the best time to take a break from food. And to cut a long story short, when I actually realized that I was just very stressed out and overwhelmed, and that there was such a disconnect between my actions and who I wanted to be, and I had tuned out of myself so much for so many years that I had just turned into this, it felt like this walking robot, where I was just taking care of everything that needed to be taken care of during the day. I had turned into such a people pleaser that I didn't even know who I was anymore. And that was my problem. That's what I needed to fix. And I did fix it. And it's an absolute work in progress every single week. But it was only when I let go of the idea that I needed to focus more on the food that I actually went on to genuinely become fit and healthy. And what fit and healthy means to me as a woman over 40 is to be fit and strong and capable in my body, to be able to lift a dumbbell over my head, to be able to go on a long hike without getting really out of breath, to be able to eat healthy, just eat healthy, have a healthy breakfast, have a healthy lunch, have a healthy dinner, to snack on fruit if I'm hungry, to enjoy treats a few nights a week, to not restrict myself. And I promise you, if you are listening to this and you are just really stuck in that nutrition place, you may be really restricting and then really overeating. I promise you, if you focus on figuring out what else, what's wrong, what's leading you to potential, maybe not so healthy habits with the nutrition, that you're onto a winner there asking yourself those kinds of questions. Like, are you eating late at night on the couch? Are you eating too much junk food? Do you find it really difficult to eat less food? Like, are your portion sizes really big? And if that's the reason, if that's a yes, so then why is that? And really investigating why it is that you are so maybe obsessed with nutrition, and acknowledging maybe that you may be very stressed out or very overwhelmed, and it's causing you to have maybe not so healthy habits with the food. The next barrier that I see getting in front of many women to get fit and healthy is trying to do too much, trying to do too many things at once. And I have this great client. Her name is Louise, and she started off in my program a good few months ago now. And she was just, she had a great approach from the start, and it's really stood by her. She just layered habit upon habit when she started, and she just took it really slow. And what Louise did is she started getting consistent with the workouts, and she just focused on that for the first few weeks, focusing on getting in the workouts, all our workouts we do at home, and she focused on embedding them into her lifestyle. She was really, really busy, and she focused on working out 3 times a week and just focused on that. And you know, when we met up in the group coaching calls, she'd be like, That's it. That's all I'm focusing on. I'm just focusing on getting in my workouts. And then, you know, we'd meet over a coaching call in another couple of weeks, and she would say to me, right, I got the workouts done. I'm doing the Thrive Bodies. I'm doing the Thrive Minds. It's time for me now to focus on the nutrition. And it was absolutely a joy to watch Louise on her journey. She's still with me because of that layering. And it got me thinking, wow, if everybody did it like that, it would be really, really great for everybody, for each individual client that was starting my program, to have the confidence to know that you trust, to first off, trust yourself enough to know that you are going to get where you want to be, and to start off embedding one really good habit and then getting another really good habit and then getting another really good habit. It's such a great way to get to where you want to be. You're moving forward. You're gaining confidence from the momentum that you're getting from all these wins that you're doing from keeping it really simple. And what I've noticed where clients struggle with when they initially start with me is putting too much pressure on themselves, trying to do absolutely everything, feeling like a failure when they can't, and then going back to square one. And I have done this myself with everything. I start something, I want to be the absolute best at it. I try and do so many things. I try and change so many elements in my life all at once, and it all comes crashing down and I end up back to square one because I can't maintain it and because I have too many new habits going on. So, for example, when you join my coaching program, there's many different elements that we'll look at, but like making dinner your last meal and focusing on getting rid of the junk kind of biscuity sweet cakes thing in the evening time during the week is a part of our program. And if you were to start with me and work on that and focus on your workouts and focus on your Thrive Minds and focus on the other part of our PAMS framework, you'd be overwhelmed. When you start my program and you focus on getting in the workouts a few times a week, you're going to feel absolutely mighty, and you're going to feel like you are really succeeding, which you are, and you're going to build on that success. And a lovely way of doing it that way as well is that when you get overwhelmed and your life gets really busy, which it can, and external forces can take over temporarily, you have that lovely habit of exercising. So even though a few of your newer habits may have to temporarily go, like maybe you got really good at connecting with friends and going for a C dip, but then maybe your mother got temporarily sick, so you've less free time, so that had to go, and you come back home, like you come back to your workouts, and everything else takes a little rest. However, you're still working out, and it's just such a great way to be. The next barrier I see, I have two more, is thinking you have a food problem. And I did mention this earlier on, I don't want to repeat myself too much, but thinking that your problem, that you're not fit and healthy yet, is a food problem. And I promise you, I've been coaching women over 16 years now. I started in like 2008. And the problem with thinking you have a food problem is that you don't open yourself up to what else is going on. And this was me for years in my diet culture days, when I would jump up and down on the weighing scales, when I would religiously track my food in a notepad, and then when I religiously tracked my food in a tracker app, when I religiously counted calories, when I really restricted during the day and then overate at nighttime. I kept on saying to myself, Jessica, all you have to do is just get better with the food. I was really puffy. I was really bloated. My clothes were really tight. I was up two dress sizes. I was really unhealthy. I was really unhappy. And I just kept focused on the food. And that's not what I needed at all. I was really, really stressed out. And I was really, really overwhelmed. And I felt really trapped in my stress and overwhelm, and I couldn't see a way out of all the stress and busyness, and I just felt really unhappy. I was working way too much. I was working and I owned the gym. There was a team of us, five, six of us. And it was too much. I was working too much. I was getting home really late. I was leaving the house really early. There was too much pressure on my shoulders. And I wasn't getting in any workouts. I wasn't taking care of myself. I felt really bad in myself. I had a very loud negative inner critic. And every morning I would wake up, I remember just thinking every morning, oh no, I can't believe it's another day. And I know that sounds really, really bad, because I'm so aware, I'm so lucky, and that life is such a gift. However, when you're in that black hole of despair and stress, there's nothing really you can tell yourself. Like, all the amount of gratitude in the world for me back then didn't work. There were so many other things that I needed to do to get out of that. And I did. I did get out of that. I did learn how to develop tools inside of myself to manage stress, to reduce stress. And then I built habits in my life that I follow every week that help me feel good and help me be fit and healthy. So if you're in the same position I was in, that you are struggling to get fit and healthy and you think it's a food problem, I really encourage you to ask yourself, what's getting in the way of me becoming fit and healthy? Like, what's truly getting in the way of me being fit and healthy? If your clothes are tight because you're eating too much, yeah, well, why are you eating too much? What's causing you to seek comfort or seek some sort of emotion from the food? Food does temporarily make us feel better. So when I was overeating, I was trying to make myself feel better. What was I trying to make myself feel better from? I mean, I won't bore you with the details now. I could give you a list of 20 things that I was trying to feel comfort from. I mean, yeah. So I want to leave you with my last one. A barrier that is getting in the way of you becoming fit and healthy, and that is quitting. Quitting on yourself. Quitting. Allowing quitting to be an option. And I have come so close to quitting on myself so many times with so many goals that I have. However, ask yourself, what do you want? And is it important to you? Is it important to you to be fit and healthy? Is it important for you to be a good role model to the people that are watching you? Is it important for you to keep going until you get to a point where you feel really good in yourself? Is it important to you to be healthy going into older age, to be mobile, to be flexible, to be fit? And if the answer is yes, Jessica, it is important to me, then just take quitting off the table. It's a really simple thing to do, yet it's really profound and it works really, really well. When you take quitting off the table, you have no option but to keep going. And in a way, when you take quitting off the table, when you're going through a setback, you're not going, oh, should I quit or do I deal with this? You just have to accept that you deal with it. And it's a wonderful thing to do. And it's something that I learned years ago when I had a coach. I have a coach now, but back when I had a different coach that taught me so much and helped me so much. And one of the things he told me was just take quitting off the table. When you take it off the table, you just keep going through the shit show. So let's just, both of us, you and me listening now, take quitting off the table. And I'll take quitting off the table if you take quitting off the table. And let's just keep going through the shit show. It is really hard sometimes. It's really hard sometimes. I can't tell you how many times I've come so close to quitting on so many things in my life. But let's keep going, okay? I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day today. And when you're ready to join my coaching program, go to jessicacook.ie/coaching. That's jessicacook.ie/coaching. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening.